I would like to welcome you to the Berean Word. This is the Dr. Charles Lisa, the founder of the Berean Word and the Berean Baptist Internet Church. And today we're going to talk about God. Now, God is always working in the lives of Christians. In the lives of Christians, He is faithful. When His children fall, He will pick them back up and dust them off. He will never forsake His faithful. And with His mighty right hand, He will hold you. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going through. He knows your pain. He commits, if we commit to Him, continue to live by His word, hold on to God's promises in your heart, and know that in all situations, He will help you, and with Him, you will overcome. Proverbs 24:16. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he will rise again, but the wicked stumble into calamity. You can fall seven times, and you'll get up again, but if you're a wicked man, you're going to be headed for trouble. Psalm 37:23-24. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the right hand. Psalm 145:14-6. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. Psalm 146:8. The Lord lifts up those who are weighted down. The Lord loves the godly. Psalm 118:13-14. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Psalm 63:7-8. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Proverbs 24:17. Don't gloat when your enemy falls, and don't let your heart rejoice when he stumbles. Micah 7:8. Don't gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. The common theme to all these scriptures is talking about how God can keep you lifted up as a Christian. How He will lift your weight off of you that's been put on you. But it tells us one thing, don't gloat, don't boast when your enemies fall. See, when you be boasting, that's bragging, and bragging is not a good thing for the Christian. We expect God to do those things for us, so we don't have to brag about it when it do happen. Don't dwell on them which can be dangerous, but instead press forward. Brothers and sisters, I know that I still have a long way to go, but there's one thing I do. I forget what is in the past and try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. Isaiah 43:18. Don't remember the proud things. Don't plunder ancient history. Look, I'm doing a new thing now. It sprouts up. We ought to stop looking in our past, because God said he's doing a new thing. Now, I'm not saying God changing, but he said he's doing a new thing. That means he can get the same results by doing something new. So we should look at God for all our help that we need. We should look to God, to the hills which comes our help. There's a lot of us Christians proclaim to be Christians, don't believe in God. We don't believe in God will do it. We know he have done some things. We know that some of the miracles he's done, but we still don't believe he'll do it for us. But if he did it for one, he'll do it for you. He might do it a different way, but he can always see you through. This has been the Dr. Charles Easter with the Berean Word. Thank you for listening.